What is good, you guys? It's Clem from Clem on the Beats today, and I welcome you in this new episode of the Common Sense Heart podcast show. And in this episode, we are going to be talking about your freedom of speech. One of the things that I really appreciate in America is the freedom that we have in this country, the freedom of speech, the freedom to choose. All of these freedoms that's available in this country is really something that is very rare in so many countries. And coming from Africa, I can tell you that when you've been in a situation where you were lacking something, and then now you are in a situation where you have access to that thing, you can appreciate more the value of the said thing. So coming from a country where you didn't really have all the freedom to express yourself without fearing for serious consequences for those who are more, from those who are above you, that is just something that you really, really appreciate. So it's really a very good thing that we have freedom to express ourselves in this country. I would just like to remind you that, you know, take time to really appreciate the fact that we have this freedom to express ourselves. All right. But today, you and I, we are going to be discussing and talking about this freedom of speech. And there are a few things, though, that I want to share with you. And we can see if we can get something out of this episode today. All right. So just so that we have a clear understanding of the subject that we're talking about, I'm going to read the definition from Webster's dictionary when it comes to freedom of speech. It says that it's the right to express facts and opinions subjects only to reasonable limitation as the power of the government to protect itself from a clear and present danger guaranteed by the First and 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. All right. That is the definition of freedom of speech from Webster's dictionary. But a more simple way to define freedom of speech is the right to express any opinions without censorship, if I can speak my English today, or restraint. All right. That is a more simple definition of freedoms of speech. Like I was talking about earlier here, those who really come from other places, other nations that really doesn't have all the freedom that's here in America, unless that they are not serious with themselves, we don't take this freedom that we have in this country like a joke. We take it very seriously. We don't abuse it. So when it comes to freedom of anything, we really value it. We don't just come from another country and come here and say, oh, because there wasn't freedom there and there's freedom here, I'm going to do anything that I want, you know, because I have freedom. Nope, that's not how we really think. It's more like we understand the value of this freedom because we come from a place that we didn't have any. If you've been born in an environment where you always had this thing, you might think it's normal and you might misuse the said thing because to you it's just normal. But to somebody who didn't have access to that thing, he's going to be more careful and understand more the value of the thing. For example, if we look at Dr. King, why did the I Have a Dream speech is one of the greatest speech that we know of in this world? It's because the man who spoke didn't have all the freedom to speak as he wanted. He didn't have all the freedom that he was asking for. So when he had a little window of freedom to express himself, he really took it seriously and gave a speech that mattered. Why? Because he understood how valuable it was to have that platform to express himself. He didn't always have that. Today we have one of the most famous speech that exists on earth because the person who expressed himself didn't have all the freedom he wanted. He understood the value of this freedom. That's why when he had an opportunity to express himself, he managed it well and gave a great speech. So all of this is just to say that it's important to understand the value of the freedom of speech that we have in this country, all right? Because I've noticed something here in America that's abusing the freedom of speech. I'll share it with you here shortly. But along these lines, there is also a freedom of speech that I've noticed that we don't use it. We don't use this freedom of speech. And because we don't use it, it's abusing the freedom of speech. Are you ready to know what it is? Silence. Silence is also a freedom of speech. What is silence? Here's my definition of silence. I came up with this definition, okay? It's the ability to shut up and listen and analyze in order to learn, grow, and to change. Why am I talking about silence as a freedom of speech? It's because there are too many people today that are speaking on issues that they have no idea about. Have you noticed that? So many people are ready to get up, open their mouth, speak on issues that they have zero understanding about. Too many people are ready to affirm, approve, validate, disprove things that they have zero understanding on. And this is on all subjects: politics, healthcare, education, spirituality, families, all of it. This is what I meant by abusing freedom of speech. Silence is also expression. It's important for you and I to understand this issue when it comes to freedom of speech, because I'm telling you, every word that comes out of our mouth, we are responsible for. There are consequences that will come out when you open your mouth. I want you and I to talk about silence, because too many people are now saying things that are clearly illogical, doesn't have any common sense. And we are just supposed to watch because there is freedom of speech? Think about this. Am I allowed to insult people because I have freedom of speech? Obviously, we all know common sense. Just because we have freedom of speech, that doesn't give us the right to insult people because I have the freedom to say what I want. If I threaten the president with my mouth because I have freedom of speech, I will get in trouble. Obviously, freedom of speech doesn't give us the right to say everything, because there are some things that we just cannot say. That is common sense. And along those lines, there are some unreasonable, illogical stuff that are being said today that are just unbelievably crazy. And it's crazy how people just look at it, because we have the freedom to express ourselves. There's one thing that I've heard lately people are saying now that is just one of the most stupid idea ever. I don't even know how people are coming into this conclusion. This saying to say that I have my own truth and you have your own truth. You just have to take 5 seconds to stay silent and think in your head to realize how stupid that idea is. The simple reason is there is no such thing as your own truth, because you don't have your own truth. Everything that you know didn't come from you, so it's not yours. So to say that, oh, this is my truth and you have your truth, it's just illogical, because everything you know didn't come from you. You learned it from someone else. Everything that you call your quote-unquote truth, you didn't develop those ideas. You learned them. Earlier here, I gave a definition, my own definition that I came up with of silence. But even coming up with this definition, it's not because I just thought about it and then I came up with it. It's because it's based on the things that I've learned that helped me come up with this definition. So even if you come up with an idea, it's not based on your own knowledge. You have all of this knowledge that comes from other people that allows you to make up a new idea. So your ideas are based on someone else's information. So if you create your truth like that, the bottom line is it's still not your truth, because the information that are the foundation of your quote unquote truth didn't come from you. So it's not yours. Can you see how that statement is just nonsense, illogical, unreasonable? It really shows how ignorant you are if you are making that statement, if you believe that everybody has their own truth. Obviously, if everybody had their own truth, this earth wouldn't work, because we all have to agree on something to be able to move along. If I say 1 plus 1 equals 5, and someone else says 1 plus 1 equals 3, we are all wrong. Because there is only one truth in math, 1 plus 1 equals 2. That is the truth. So just think, you just have to think about this. But there are people coming up with these crazy ideas and speaking about it because they have the freedom to speak. Here's what Proverbs says, all right? Proverbs 13:16 says this, "Every prudent man acts with knowledge, but a fool lays open his folly." This is deep, but it's very simple and logical and makes sense. Have you noticed those who have knowledge on a subject don't really talk too much? Have you noticed that? The person who has actual knowledge on a subject doesn't always open their mouth to speak, you know. But it says here, a fool lays open his folly. So those who are ready to express themselves on all subjects that they don't really have a grasp on, really lays open their ignorance. Yep. Because if you say something and somebody who's knowledgeable on that subject knows more than you do, and you're speaking like you know, all you're doing is just laying down your ignorance. And now we all know that you are ignorant on that subject. This happened to me so many times. Like, I've talked to some people and they are really approving and affirming some topics that they don't even understand the basics. The basics. You know, even in your life, there are some things that you confirm that you approve, but you don't even understand the basics on your own life. If you look around, you will see that there are so many people who do things, but if you ask them basic questions on the subject that they're doing, they can't even tell you with accuracy. They can't even answer you regarding basic questions on that topic. Here's another proverb. Proverbs 17:27 says, "He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of a calm spirit. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perspective." Just like I said earlier, the person who has knowledge doesn't really speak too much. He knows. He doesn't have to speak too much to prove that he knows. He already knows. One of the crazy things about this verse in Proverbs, it says that even a fool is counted wise. So even a fool, an ignorant, can be considered wise if he shuts his lips, if he stays silent. Why? It's very simple. Because he's not laying open his ignorance. So when somebody is staying silent on a subject, you just don't know what he's thinking. You won't be able to find his ignorance because he's keeping silent. And this silence is protecting him and actually giving him the image of a wise person. This is how powerful silence is as a freedom of speech. But today, so many people are not using it. And because so many people are not using it, we are missing on some benefits that silence brings. All right, I'm going to share with you a few benefits that silence can give you if you take it seriously as a freedom of speech. It will literally change your perspective on many things and even your life. It will help you grow in many areas of your life, all right? First of all, here's the first benefit of silence. It opens the door for more wisdom and intelligence. Oh yes, because when you shut up and listen to somebody who knows on the topic, isn't this what we go to school to do? Why did we go to classes? When you take any class, you are not the one speaking. You are the one listening and your mouth is closed. You're silent and listening. Why? Because you are gaining knowledge and intelligence. Everybody who went to any class, the teacher was the one speaking and we were the one listening. Because you cannot get knowledge, intelligence, or wisdom even, if you always open your mouth and you don't stay silent. There is a lot of information out here today, like on so many topics, but it's weird how people are just not knowledgeable on basic things. Why? Because we don't really listen. You know, because staying silent is not just closing your mouth. It's staying also silent in your mind. Oh, I feel like I'm getting too deep here. Staying silent in your mind too. Because if somebody's speaking, even if you don't open your mouth, if in your head you're also talking, you are not going to get any knowledge, any wisdom, any intelligence. Because even in your mind, there is a mouth that speaks. Silence helps gain wisdom, knowledge, and intelligence. Another benefit of silence is it gives you a chance to change your mind without having to be humbled. Yeah, think about that. If you had some thoughts on a subject and you were wrong about it, if you learn from somebody else before you speak, you can actually change your mind very easily because nobody knows that you were wrong except you and God. You know? So you really have an easier time to change your mind without being humble. Imagine if you were approving something, like you were 100% sure about it, but then when you learn that you were 100% wrong, it takes a humble heart to admit. And that's even one of the things that you can see today. There are people who have been proven wrong, but because they lack humility, they are willing to go as far as to start living a lie because they just can be humble to say, I was wrong. But maybe if they stay silent and didn't express themselves, it would have been easier for them maybe to change. That's the same thing with all of us. You know, it's much easier to change your mind when you only knew that you were wrong and nobody else knew. But if you lay open your ignorance, and then now you have to say sorry, you just have to have a humble heart to do that. It makes it harder for you to change your mind. Here's another benefit of silence. You know, silence gives you the chance to be the last person to speak. And the last person to have the word, he is the most effective when he opens his mouth, especially if that person knows what he's talking about. Like, for example, notice God. You know, we are here on earth. There are so many opinions about God. God has already spoken, but God doesn't argue with us. Have you noticed that? He doesn't debate with us what is or what is not. You know why? Because he knows at the end of the day, the last day, he will have the last word on all of us. Whether or not you agree with him, whether or not you believe in him, he will have the last word. And his word will be the most effective because it's his word that will determine the course of actions in all of our lives. Because he's the creator of all of us, even if you don't believe in him, the last day when you die, you will see God. And his word will be the word that will have an impact on your life, whether or not you believe in him. It's just a simple and logical thing. But we can take that behavior from God and apply it to our lives too. In any situation that we have here on earth, you don't have to be the first one to speak. Be the last. Actually, it gives you also time to really understand what others are thinking about. And it gives you time to think about your own thoughts. And it gives you time when you have the chance to express yourself, you will be more accurate in your expressions. And it will be more effective because the last words are often what we remember. The wise people will stay silent and let you speak. But speaking too much doesn't mean that you're right. It's a very simple concept. Here's a last benefit that I can share with you today when it comes to silence. It simply proves that you have self-control, patience, and confidence. Especially when you can't say something, it really proves that you have control of your mouth. You have control of your personality. You know when to speak. And it also proves that you have patience because when it comes to speaking, there is a level of patience to wait on others to speak before you can express yourself. And silence will also give you some confidence. You know, there's this story in the Bible of Jesus and his disciples. This was before Jesus was crucified. So Jesus was telling his disciples that, you know, I'm going to be crucified and all of you will abandon me. And Peter objected, basically contradicted Jesus. He was like, nope, even if everybody else rejects you, I'm not going to reject you. And Jesus told him, you know, what's going to happen in the future, what Peter will do. He told him that he will deny him 3 times. Jesus literally told him what's going to happen in the future. This was a prophetic word. But Peter, even when Jesus did this, Peter still contradicted Jesus. He was like, no, you're wrong about that. I'm not letting you go. When it comes time for you to die, I'm dying with you. And all of the other disciples also said the same thing. They were like, Jesus, you're wrong about this topic. We will die with you. But, you know, when I was reading that story, I looked at Jesus' action. He said nothing after that. He stayed silent. They just moved on. He said nothing, not one word. But he knew he was right and they were wrong. But they were contradicting him. And he just stayed silent. Why? He was confident in what he said. He knew that what he said was what's going to happen. And guess what happened? When it came time for crucifixion, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. All the disciples, except one, ran away. Just like Jesus said, that you will all abandon me. But he didn't argue with them when they contradicted. He knew he was right. He just stayed silent. If Jesus died on the cross and was able to save us today, it's because he stayed silent when they were accusing him. He could have argued all of the accusation that was against him, but he stayed silent. Because if Jesus decided to argue against everybody who were accusing him, Christianity wouldn't exist. And he had the freedom to stay silent. And you also do have the freedom to stay silent. That's what I wanted you and I to think about today when it comes to freedom of speech. Silence is a freedom of expression too. You can express yourself in silence. Actually, you can give a powerful message by saying nothing. So I encourage you to share this message with all of your friends, relatives, because this is an issue that exists out here. All, like, everybody, even myself, I've fallen into this, you know, mistake, you know, speaking on something that I didn't understand fully. You know, it's a mistake that we've all made, but it's been made today in this country. And one of the reasons that's being used is because we have freedom of speech. Yes, we have freedom of speech. It's a good thing, but let's not abuse it. Like always in this episode, I share with you the ideas, but you get to make the decision. Think about everything we shared today. Think about it. Make your own decision. And I encourage you to make a decision to use silence as also an expression. And even if you know something, act like those who actually know something. Those who know what they're talking about, stay silent. And speak only when needed. And don't forget that Jesus is Lord and he wants to be your Savior and your Lord. So give him your life and repent from your sin. And actually, he can help you control your mouth if you are having a hard time staying silent. Jesus can also give you the capacity to stay silent. As always, thank you for tuning in. I love you. Share this message, leave a review, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.